now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sade, written by Paul Reimer.
Vic and Sade, it's brought to you by Ivory Flakes. Ivory Flakes, with their gentle care, your clothes will give you up to twice the wear. You know, slacks are something that appeal to everybody. They're so comfortable. And this is certainly the season for them. Of course, slacks are never out of season. Right through the year, you wear them around the house and when you go shopping. And do you know how to keep those slacks lasting longer? Well, here's the trick. Gentle care with Ivory Flakes. Wash tests prove it. Why, one pair of ladies' slacks made of aqua gabardine were washed 36 times, and they came out practically like new. The color bright, the material soft. Yes, tests like that prove Ivory Flakes care will give you up to twice the wear. So don't be slack about your slacks or any of your nice clothes. Don't wash them the wrong way with the wrong kind of soap. That kind of treatment can cause them to fade and break at the seams. Ivory Flakes care is the care for them, your rayon dresses, slips, housecoats, and lingerie. Just wash them gently in Ivory Flakes, and they'll stay lovely up to twice as long. And here's something, friends. Rayon stockings last longer, too, if you just wash them in Ivory Flakes every night. In strain tests that were made, rayon stockings washed in Ivory Flakes lasted twice as long. Yes, twice as long as rayons washed with the wrong kind of soap. Another thing, if you give your rayon stockings nightly Ivory Flakes care, they'll fit better, have a smoother, sleeker look. So always use Ivory Flakes. They're pure, so mild, the flake form of baby's ivory soap. Even if sometimes your dealer may be out of Ivory Flakes, keep asking for them. With gentle Ivory Flakes care, your blouses, housecoats, slips, they'll give you up to twice the wear. And now back to Vic and Sade.
Well, sir, Mr. and Mrs. Victor Cook are settled for a quiet evening at home as we join them in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block now. Our friends are seated on the davenport, occupied with sections of the newspaper, and for some little time, complete silence has prevailed. But at length...
Florence Ratfunnel gets her name in the paper, I see.
Is this the truth?
What?
Is this the truth?
A bunch of ladies over on Jackson Street had a tea, and she poured. A group of mothers of grade school-age children met at the home... Well, this is just talky-talk and trash. Down at the bottom, it says, Ms. Atwood Hoppers and Mrs. Arthur Ratfunnel poured.
This is... How should I say, a dandy?
Florence will say dandy. She loves having her name in the paper. Guys, it's been a long time since I saw that girl. We used to be almost chummy when they lived on University Avenue there. Since they moved out on Jackson Street, I don't see her 9 times a year.
Mm.
Her and Arthur might just as well have moved to North Dakota or someplace. Ish.
Hello, Daddy.
What?
I said, hello, Daddy. Hello, Sadie.
Russell sneak off somewhere?
Yes.
Where'd he go?
YMCA.
Huh?
YMCA.
What's this funny man's business? Oh, my. Victor Gook, you're as transparent as my shoestring.
I know I am.
Person can see through you like they can see through Detroit, Michigan.
I know it.
All I have to do when you feel guilty about something is just glance at you and you turn red as fire and giggle and whimper and claw at your hair and sit on your feet and try to hide your head down in your vest.
Oh, hey, now, hold on a minute. I'm sure I don't go through all those contortions.
Yes, you do.
Am I red as fire?
Uh-huh.
Am I giggling and whimpering?
Yes.
Am I clawing at my hair and sitting on my feet?
Sure.
But my feet are stuck out in front of me.
That don't hurt.
My feet are stuck out in front of me, but I'm sitting on them all the same, huh?
Yes.
There we have an example of a woman's logic.
Tell me what the new silliness is.
New silliness?
Why do you look at me out of the corner of your eye? Why do you act guilty and foolish? Goodness, if I couldn't recognize those signs after all these years, I'd have to be the thickest-headed nitwit that ever...
Oh, Thunder State, it's too warm of an evening for this kind of lunacy. Let's read the newspaper. So two of the guys down to City Hall are thinking about repaving the 800 block on West Jefferson Street.
What'd you say a minute ago? Allo Saddy?
I don't remember what I said a minute ago.
You said Allo Saddy a minute ago. Also, you said Russell was down at the Wee Yam Chi Yay or some kind of gibberish.
Gibberish is right.
After you said Allo Saddy and Russell is down at the Wee Yam Chi Yay, you tittered and blushed and giggled and peeked at me oblique and silly out of the corner of your eye.
I bet I also sat on my feet.
Yeah.
I bet I'm sitting on my feet now.
Well, just bet you 5 cents, Vic. I can put all this together just like you'd put together a jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, isn't this just a little trivial for adults?
No, but I just bet I can.
A little trivial, a little absurd. We have to discuss something.
Somebody told you you ought to talk foreign. Somebody told you you ought to talk with a foreign accent.
Kiddo, you're a wonder.
Hit the nail on the head.
Square on the head.
It wasn't so terrible difficult.
I disagree. Strikes me as being most remarkable.
I've been married to you a pretty long while, you know.
Have I ever in all our wedded life come home and spoken a few words?
Millions of times. Squillions of times.
Well, I still say it's remarkable.
Oh, easy as pie.
Permit me to cling to my opinion, Sadie. I doff my hat to you in admiration.
Thanks.
Say, if they do repair the 800 block on West Jefferson Street, it'll inconvenience Charlie Myers. Charlie hasn't got any alley out in back of his house. He'll have to keep his automobile in the 700
block.
What?
700 block.
700 block.
If they do repair the 800 block on West Jefferson Street, it'll inconvenience Charlie Myers.
Well, that's what I say.
He'll have to keep his automobile in the 700 block.
Yes, he will.
Mm-hmm. Shall I go ahead and put more pieces of the jigsaw puzzle together?
We needn't worry that any further, Sade. I praise your smartness. I admired your cleverness.
Admire it some more.
You just want to squeeze additional compliments out of me.
Well, all right, maybe I do. I don't get many compliments.
Mm.
Listen and see how close I come on this now.
Mm-hmm.
You and the crowd of kids that hangs around the telephone switchboard down at the plant noontimes were gathered there today, and one of the kids...
Oh, it's this business, is it?
This business?
And I promised myself I'd never go through this half-wit, lame-brained, numbskull idiocy again in my life.
Shall I go ahead?
That chance I got is stopping you.
Well, I'll give you a hint for the future how you can avoid going through this half-wit, lame-brained, numbskull idiocy.
Give me that hint. I'll have it tattooed on my chest.
If you want to avoid going through this in the future, don't come home and peek at me over the top of your newspaper and titter and guffaw and whimper and smirk.
Mm.
See, I think it's half-wit, lame-brain, numbskull idiocy, too.
Mm.
Shall I go ahead?
Mm.
You and the crowd of kids that hangs around the telephone switchboard down at the plant noontimes were gathered there today, and one of the kids, a young lady, said something like this. Mr. Gook, you ought to learn to speak with a foreign accent.
Mm.
Stop me if I put the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle together wrong.
Mm.
Am I doing it correct so far?
Mm.
I am doing it correct?
You're doing it perfect. Please continue.
Well, let's see. I believe I'll try something hard. I believe I'll try to guess the young lady's name that suggested you learn to talk with a foreign accent.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
Could her name be, Misty Ramsey?
Yeah.
No.
Mm.
Lolita de Ramsey? Don't tell me I guessed right.
Oh, Thunder, say, you make this nonsense sound halfway serious.
I did put the situation together correctly. You kids were skulking around the telephone switchboard this noon, and Lolita de Ramsey did suggest you learn to speak with a foreign accent.
You're going to jump on me with both feet now, of course.
Oh, not at all. Why on earth should I?
Mm.
Naturally, though, I am interested in why pretty ladies consider my husband ought to learn to speak with a foreign accent.
You know everything already. Just slip that piece in the jigsaw puzzle.
I can't. I'm stumped on that piece. I haven't the slightest notion why my husband ought to learn to speak with a foreign accent.
Goes with my personality.
Oh, it does. How?
Foreign accent's supposed to augment anybody's charm.
Oh, I think I see. What was it you said a while ago? Allo, Saddy?
Mm-hmm.
East of Truth?
What?
When I mentioned I saw where Florence Ratfunnel got her name in the paper, you said East of Truth.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Sadie. Is this the truth? Yes, that is charming. Hello, Sadie. Is this the truth? Why, that's charming as can be. Oh, Vic, I hope you do learn to talk with a foreign accent. Then when Ted and Ruthie are here playing cards, or if you have to go to Chicago to pay a business visit on Mr. Buller, you can say, hello, 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 is this the truth, is this the truth? Hello, hello, hello.
Oh, come on, say it, have a heart.
When you kids were skulking there at the telephone switchboard and Lolita began to roll her eyes.
Have a heart.
What?
I'm beaten down, I'm deflated, I got no defenses left. Pity a poor wretch.
There's just a thing or two a person'd like to know, as long as we've gone into the matter this far.
Oh, my.
Does Lolita feel you ought to cultivate a foreign accent to go with your slender feet and your tapering wrists and your noble head? You know, that's kind of funny. Just yesterday, a pretty girl told Russell he had a noble head. And here today, a pretty girl tells you... Sit still.
I'm going out on the front porch.
No.
I'm going out on the front porch.
If you do, I'll go along, so you might as well stay where you are.
You're intimidating me. You're bullying a fella.
Sure, and a fella's got it coming. Are you comfortable in your chair? You ready to listen?
Shoot.
I've only got this to say, Vic.
Oh.
It's just a few words.
Oh.
Won't take 5 minutes.
Oh.
Just 1 second while I take a great big long breath.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. Say, are you wondering how long will the war last? Well, a famous general recently gave you the answer. He said, the war's nearly over. Over, except for the fighting. And friends, remember the words of that general every time you hear leftover fat sizzling in your broiler or pan. Well, the need of used fat for military and essential civilian purposes is greater than ever. And yet, in recent months, the amount of used fat turned in is slackened. Perhaps you're one who conscientiously saves and turns in used fat. Well, if you are, ask your friends what they're doing about salvaging fat. Tell them used fat not only helps make ammunition, but many medicinal supplies that ease pain and actually save lives of wounded men. And remind them that you get 4 cents and 2 red points for every pound of used fat turned into your butcher. Remember, as the general said, it's all over but the fighting. So keep your waste fat in the fight.
Again tomorrow, join in the fun with Vic and Sade. Same time, same station. This is Lamont Johnson saying good day for Ivory Flakes.
Slacken fat-saving habits. Now, more than ever, fighting men need ammunition, medicinal supplies. Save, turn in used fats.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.